A review of coal mining is dead in its tracks, and the Trump administration is staying mum about why the study has been halted. Bloomberg Environment's Stephen Lee has been looking at this. He joins me. Stephen, tell me more about this study, when it began, what it's looking at.
Yeah, this study started under the Obama administration, and at that time, the White House was interested in trying to uncover the link between mountaintop removal mining and effects on human health. There's a lot of preliminary evidence showing that if you live near one of these mine sites, you are at higher risks of cancer, lung disease, birth defects, and so on.
Where do things stand now?
Well, after President Trump came into office, the Interior Department canceled that study. That was back in August, even though the study was well on its way. I mean, they were doing their work, and they were more than halfway done. And the issue right now is that the administration is not telling the press or members of Congress why it canceled the study and what the next steps are.
Well, President Trump has made no secret he wants to bring back the coal industry. Is that possibly why this was stopped?
Yeah, that is what some of the administration's critics have said. You know, they're arguing that what really is happening here is that the administration, which, as you say, is famously pro-coal, has targeted and killed the study because they don't want stories about coal being bad for your health to be in the news. I mean, one thing that is, you know, feeding into that hypothesis is that the Interior Department had said that they were going to temporarily pause all contracts worth more than $100,000 while they reviewed them because they want to save money. But it appears that the coal study is the only one that was canceled, despite the fact that there are other studies that meet that $100,000 threshold. And, you know, really, Interior is not answering any questions from the press or from lawmakers like Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva, who sent a letter to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke asking very specifically what's going on, what stage is the review at, what will happen next, and what is going to happen to the study's $400,000 budget. And the administration is just not answering any questions whatsoever to anyone. You know, it's not unusual for a government agency to ignore media requests, but I think it is a little unusual for them to ignore repeated requests from a wide variety of news outlets, as well as, you know, the top Democrat on an important congressional committee.
Is there nothing anyone can do about this?
Well, that's the way it appears so far. Congressman Grijalva last week asked the Interior Department again to provide answers. But, you know, they just really have not said anything. And it doesn't appear that there is a whole lot that anyone can do right now to compel them to explain what's up.
Do we have any conclusions made by this study? Do we know any of the results?
Well, there has been a lot of earlier research that had gone into this. And during the meeting, this was the National Academies of Sciences, there had been a lot of discussion about, you know, some of that earlier research. And the links did seem pretty clear. If you live near a mountaintop removal mine site, and this study was confined to Appalachia, then it does appear that these negative health effects are pretty prevalent. One thing that's, I think, important to note is that, you know, the coal industry and also many of the scientists who have looked into this have said at length that the studies that have been done are pretty preliminary and correlation is not necessarily causation. That it could be that there are other factors that are causing people to suffer from poor health in these regions. It might be their diet. It might be their, you know, other environmental factors apart from coal mining. So, again, it's just not entirely sure, but it looked as though emerging.
Any final thoughts about all this?
I spoke to a guy named Daniel Schumann, who's the policy director at an activist group called Demand Progress. And one thing that he said was that when government doesn't respond to reasonable questions from reporters or the public, the most appropriate thing is to draw a conclusion that they're acting in bad faith. So I think you can understand why some people on the left are pretty suspicious about what's really going on here.
I've been speaking with Bloomberg Environment's Stephen Lee. You can read more about this and his other work on the Bloomberg Terminal. I'm Nancy Lyons in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington Newsroom.